Well, it's Friday. We're ending another week with the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Thank you for being with us. We read the Bible. We discuss it, continuing the story of how the Gentiles come to know the Lord. Pick it up in verse 44 of Acts chapter 10. I want you to read with me as I read Acts chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter was still saying all of these things to the Gentiles, talking about Jesus and talking about forgiveness of sins by trusting in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was saying all of this, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on Gentiles. Let's just stop right there. You got to understand. The division between Jew and Gentile in the ancient world was greater than the division of anything, than any division we know in our society today. Jews didn't associate with Gentiles. It was illegal. Peter has already said, if you've been with us all week, that he never ate unclean foods. And if we take that vision as it was applied, according to Peter, when he gets to Cornelius' house, who was a Gentile, that means Peter had never not only eaten unclean common food, he had also never associated with Gentiles. The vision was there to show him of the reality of the kingdom of God, which is bringing together Jew and Gentile. There was a division that was so great that we know nothing of it. And the believers of the circumcised party, the Jewish believers who had come with Peter from Joppa to Cornelius' house in Caesarea, were amazed because while Peter was talking about Jesus, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word of God and on the hearts of the circumcised and the uncircumcised, the Jews and the Gentiles. When the Holy Spirit falls upon them all, everybody is seized. The Gentiles are seized with conviction of sin and the importance of trusting Christ and placing their faith in Him, and their faith grows in the resurrected Savior, and they become followers of Christ and they get saved. The Jewish Christians who were there with Peter, the Holy Spirit calls upon them and they begin to see the wonder of the growing kingdom of God, how God is bringing to himself all of those whom he has called, Jew and Gentile alike, uniting them in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2 is the story of the reversal of the Tower of Babel. Genesis chapter 11, you may be familiar with that story. Genesis chapter 11, everybody's going to get together and they're going to build a tower up to God, and God says, you can't get to me. I've got to come to you because of your sinfulness and their pride. He scatters them, gives them different language, and scatters them all across the globe, the known world at the time. Acts 2 is when the gospel goes out, the day of Pentecost, and the power of the Holy Spirit, all the different languages in the world that people are hearing of Jesus, and they're united. It's the reversal of that curse, as it were, from the Tower of Babel. And now what we see is the reversal of that distinction between Abraham as the chosen one, now the one that through his offspring Christ is going to come, and his offspring Christ comes, now the world's going to be blessed, and Jew and Gentile are going to be reunited through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's a wonderful story. These Jews are amazed. Why are they amazed? Well, they're seeing something powerful, but they're also being, that amazement's being driven by the Holy Spirit. It's not just physical evidence of seeing Gentiles come to know Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit testifying to the Jews that these Gentiles are legit in their profession of faith. They're saved equally with the Jews and through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, verse 46, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. And Peter declared, can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain with them for some days. This is the remarkable conclusion to that wonderful story of how Peter receives that vision in Joppa, how Cornelius receives that vision in Caesarea, and Cornelius sends his people in obedience to the king, to the word of the Lord, and sends his men to get Peter. Peter receives a vision while he's waiting on the men to arrive. He's actually waiting to eat. And he receives that vision. He rises, kills, and eats. He understands the importance of that vision. And he responds in obedience to the call of the Lord on his life to go with these men to Caesarea to tell them about Jesus. When they get there, they have a conversation. Jesus shares the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good news. These God-fearing Gentiles are empowered by the Holy Spirit, transformed by grace, place their faith in Christ, and they come and repent of their sins and get saved and are baptized and brought into the kingdom. And the God-fearing Jews, faithful Jews who had trusted Christ as Messiah, are amazed and taken aback and are welcoming the Gentiles into the kingdom. This stuff doesn't happen, people, without the power of the Spirit of God. It just doesn't happen. There's no unity between these two groups outside of the grace, mercy, and power of God in Christ through His Spirit. So I ask you, are you an agent of that peace today? Are you a unifier? Are you one who can bring people together through Jesus? Do you rely upon Christ and His power through the work of His Spirit to bring people together through the story of Jesus? I pray that you are, and I pray that you'll share it. You guys have a great day, great weekend. I'll catch back up with you Monday. God bless you. We'll see you then.